Welcome to Hey Meet. Enter the meeting pin followed by the pound key. You will join the call with three other people.
Cool. Sounds like music.
Oh, that's Ryan.
Yeah, it's Ryan. Hey, why do we have music? You guys hear that music?
Here, let me turn it off. That's fine.
Jim. I thought that was us.
What's that?
I thought that was us. I was like, what are we were playing music. So this is Ryan. I lost my voice. I'm going to try to talk as little as possible. John Ortega is present. He's actually physically present. So, Earl, if you don't mind, since there's a board member present, it's easier to facilitate the meeting with a member physically present. So can I just hand over the chair duties to John today?
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. And do you want me to do the roll call? There's three members. So let's just do a roll call if he's on the phone then. So John Ortega is present.
Yes.
And I'll start. Earl, sounds like you're...
Earl Baskin present.
Who else?
Ballman is present. She's on mute. She has something. She's checking out a client right now.
I am back now.
Okay.
Okay. So you can count me in.
And is Emily Clark? Or is it Bill Beard?
Bill Beard.
Bill Beard. Awesome.
Bill.
And I don't think Emily's going to be present because she had a conflict with work, but I think we all knew that ahead of time. So we have a quorum, and I'll pass it to John.
Okay.
Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy, December 20th, 2008. Special board meeting.
Talk into the mic.
Call to order.
Thank you.
Call to the public. Does anyone wish? Anyone here to make a statement? Okay, item three. Items for board review, discussion, and possible action. Upon a vote of the majority of the quorum, the board may go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431-3A1 to discuss or consider employment, assignment, appointment, promotion, demotion, dismissal, salaries, disciplining, or resignation of a public officer. Appointee or employee of any public body except that, with the exception of salary discussions, an officer, appointee, or employee may demand that the discussion or consideration occur at a public meeting. Keep going.
Yeah.
Executive director position. Pursuant to ARS 32-4204, the board shall appoint an executive director of the board who serves at the pleasure of the board. Board to meet with human resources personnel regarding options on appointing an executive director. Board to review, discuss, and take possible action regarding the search, selection, and interview process.
Yeah. So I'll introduce, this is Luis Bustamante, he's from ADOA Human Resources, and I'll let you go ahead. You
Hello, everyone. Okay,
sure.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Luis Bustamante. Like Ryan say, I'm the HR recruiter or HR manager for ADOA, and I'm here to help out to recruit for the new director.
With his phone up.
So, essentially, this is Ryan. There is multiple, sorry, just for everybody that's not present. There's several different options that the board could do, and I think that we should share those, but essentially, I'm going to just pass it to him because there's direct hire and then a couple other ways that can happen.
Well, actually, thank you, Ryan. There's two of the most common ones that we use, and I think it's the most typical one. We can do a direct hire. We already know someone at an executive level position that might work for another board or from the private sector that you can appoint as the executive director. I mean, there's paperwork that needs to be completed that needs to make sure that qualifies, that meets the knowledge, skills, and abilities of the positions, and we can appoint the person without going through the competitive process. But if we do go the competitive process route, I need to create a job announcement. I need to send it to IAP for one of the board members for review. Have it announced for 7 days minimum. It can go up to 30 days depending on your preference. I will be screening for minimum qualifications and then pass it on to the board members or Ryan for future selection and scheduling.
This is Victoria Bowman. I would like to make some comments, if I may. Okay. I was on the selection committee when we chose Mr. Edmondson, and we decided to go with people that we knew because we knew the process would be easier and less complicated and less involved. And I think we had a really good choice there. The previous executive director had already screened several people, and so we interviewed those and made our selection, and I think that would be a good approach to take at this time as well. So if we have several people, then I would like to stay within that arena.
This is Bill Beard. I'm just curious, has anyone expressed an interest in the job since it's semi-public knowledge?
Yeah, so if the question was to me, there's been a couple people that have expressed interest. To what level, I don't really know. I've had a couple think there's been some discussion about, I wouldn't say combining the boards, but there's directors that are currently employed as directors of other boards that would either, would like to probably take on a dual role and be the director of this board plus the current board that they represent. There is another individual that contacted me, and she's actually a deputy director of a board. She would be interested as well.
I don't know, for the members on the phone, we're getting a lot of noise. You can either mute your phone while you're not speaking or stop moving around a lot. It's almost unbearably loud coming off the phone, so you can mute your phones, I don't know.
Somebody get
this on. So this is Victoria Bowman. Ryan, is our board such that we could go with a partial director? Do we have someone within staff that could step up and handle things that would need to be done if a person were only half-time as an executive director?
I think so. All the staff is great. So I think that there would, so like you're talking like if somebody were more like the head of the agency but not around all the time, could they fulfill a role in the absence of the director not being there that day?
Right.
Yeah. Yes, I think we would have somebody.
Okay. I think our staff is great as well. Things run relatively smoothly, and so I'm willing to look at either situation, a full-time executive director such as you've been, or part-time with someone within staff handling other things. And if we have several people that are interested on either one, I think we could look at that and then come back together and decide what would be in the best interest of the massage board.
Robeski, can I comment on that? I actually like that idea I see the idea that it would be more economical. I feel like the staff there is phenomenal now. It's the best I think I've ever seen it run. And my only concern, and I would love feedback on this, is that are we setting ourselves up for when we do that to have boards start to be combined, though? Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? That it's like, well, if you can do that, then we can start merging boards, you know?
This is Bill Beard. Two thoughts. One, I agree with Earl's sentiments to some extent and Victoria's. The thing with staffing always is you can write a job description to the blue in the face from the people you've hired for the various positions live up to their responsibilities within the time frames that is required. And that's always a bit of a juggling for all parties concerned. The ED, the executive director, is the person that sets the tone, etc. My concern about having a part-time, and it's only because of what we discussed in the last few months, about going through some rewrite of the rules, the regulations, and some suggestions for changes to the law if necessary, and that process can be time-consuming for anyone that's involved. I might suggest that we form a committee of maybe the chair and the vice chair. They can serve as the search committee / recommendation committee about the best course moving forward. And it sounds like until we know a little bit better about the people that are expressing an interest, whether or not we want to go the direct hire route or we want to throw it out to the public and go through that process.
So, Robeski, I just want to say that is a perfect, Victoria, if you wanted to do that, the thing that would be key to that is that I know they want Ryan, fairly quick. So we need to get somebody else in there that can actually start training and moving over too. So it would be something that we need to start like next week, right away.
Right. This is Bill Beard again. And directly to that, the committee would have the ability to, if we need to have a quickie telephonic meeting to update things and provide further guidance, I don't think that the members of the board would have any issue getting a quorum to do that. We just need to juggle that all with people's holiday schedules.
This is John Ortega. I thought that's why we're here today to do this.
This is Victoria. So it is partially why we are here, but we've got to set our guidelines. And so Earl and I served on the committee to when we selected Ryan, and I'm certainly willing to do that again. And
right.
I would like to see us go with the choices that we have right now and give us some leeway to look both directions as a partial ED and as staff or having a full-time executive director, and then with the option that when we get to some conclusions or some places that we could call another meeting and move on it quickly.
John Ortega, what do you mean by a partial executive? I'm still not sure on that.
Well, it would be they would not be full-time.
They would only come in 4 hours a day,
maybe
that
20,
kind of part-time?
Or, well, maybe maybe 20 hours a week, and then other people within the staff could handle the the things that need to be signed off on or addressed.
Right. And the other thing is that it's also split, so their salary is split, so it doesn't cost our board as much either. The one that's, I believe, I'm not allowed to say that, Ryan, who the other one is. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple that would be probably interested.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know the one on my, I'm not allowed to say it, the chiropractor board, was interested in it, which would actually be, he's more up our alley, so, I would love to interview him.
Well, so John Ortega. So we're talking about an executive director who runs two boards. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I understand it.
Now let me give you a little bit of history. When I first came on the board, we had a director who ran two boards. I don't know if I need to say his name, but he was the director of the Naturopathic Physicians Board, and he was the director of our board. To say he came to our meetings would be generous. He might show up. I think he showed up for probably a third of our meetings. And by showing up, I'm being generous also. Because what he would do was he'd show up after the cases were over, and he'd sit down and he'd talk with Dennis. That was pretty much the extent of his interest in our board. Number two, we found out that he was, because I guess the Board of Massage Therapy has been fairly robust in collecting fees, he was using part of our monies to subsidize his board so they could keep their fees artificially low. One of the best things that happened to this board was us getting our own director. So this idea of having a director that has two boards, I find that totally unacceptable.
So, this is Victoria. I concur with John on that information. I saw that as well. I also know that Kathleen was not full-time. So I don't know that we need a full-time director. We might even look for an individual that wants to be a part-time director that simply wants that level of employment. And also to know that if we have someone within staff that's willing to take on, let's call it an assistant executive director for lack of any better term, is that we may be helping develop someone into a position where we're helping them raise their standards and they're doing a good job for handling our business.
Board members, this is Michael Rain. I thought maybe it sounds to me like there's a consensus that you're not interested in posting a public announcement of the job. Maybe just kind of move things forward. Is there a consensus, or does the board want to make a motion on doing a direct hire approach?
I think I would like the direct approach. I know there's several that are interested in it, and I've got time next week. I could actually take some time. If they're going to be available, are they going to be available next week, or are a lot of people on vacation next week?
Michael Rain again. I think Mr. Edmonds is going to be here still for your January 28th. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll be. In fact, the dental board is aware that I have a couple commitments still that are on my calendar. I'll be present at the school, and then the next is the board meeting on the 28th. I even have said that I would stick around for the February board meeting. I'll probably have to go back and forth, but I don't want to. I basically want to be there to help out. I don't want it just to be like, oh, done, I'm out. So.
It doesn't sound like you need to find someone next week just to keep someone at the helm of the ship. Mr. Busbunce, maybe I can ask you, if they were to do an agreement with another agency, chair, an executive director, what is that process like?
Time-wise?
Does it need ADOA approval?
I
not necessarily in any way it's approved, but it does have to go to the governance office for them to acknowledge what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's doable. It right. happened twice for two different, for four boards, the way executive director has dual roles. And I already contacted Emily, the director of enforcement commissions, and letting her know that this might happen. So they're already expecting it. I'm not expecting anything more than a week.
Okay.
Because I know the last time it took us, we took us a little while to make the decision, didn't it? So.
Earl, did you make a motion that we take the direct approach?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't make a motion.
Okay, so this is Victoria Bowman. I move that we take a direct approach for hire for the executive director position.
Bill Beard, second.
Okay. John Merritt is having.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bill Beard, aye.
Bill Bunky, aye.
Aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye.
Opposed? Okay, scary.
And then, you know, it may make sense. I don't know if you need to form an official. This is Michael Rain again. I don't think you need to form an official committee, you know, for purposes of having meetings. I mean, if you form a committee and it gets too close, you might need to post notice of meetings and things like that. But what I would propose is that Earl Dusky and Victoria Bowman could be involved in discussion with Ryan about potential candidates to kind of come up with a list of options or specific candidates, just as an initial vetting process that could then be presented to the full board. You know, that's not a quorum of your members. It would risk open meeting law issues. At least just to review resumes or to take in names and to learn about it, rather than you voting to form an official committee. I'm not sure that you have the statutory authority to make a committee for that purpose anyway, but it's really just semantics. But, you know, I don't want you to take a vote to form a committee that you're not allowed to make. Would that be okay with the rest of the board members? Because you could make a motion to essentially delegate to certain members, no more than two, the responsibility of working with Ryan to conduct an initial review of options. Whether that's a single board member, I mean a single executive director or other, I think you could be evaluating more concrete options outside of a meeting to present to the board in a future meeting.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move that we delegate the responsibility for searching for the direct hire executive director to the chair and the vice chair, coordinated with executive director Ryan Edmondson to facilitate the process and acquire the executive director.
And John, this is Earl Dusky. John, I just wanted to say that I have your same concerns. Even though I wasn't on the board, I was, if you remember right, I used to come to the board meetings long before I ever became a board meeting. And I know some of that history, but I also want to say that there's several people out there that are interested in it just as a full-time too. So I definitely want to get in touch with them too. So
we had a motion to delegate that role, but we didn't get a second. Is there a second?
You cut out, Victoria.
I second it.
John, you're
in favor?
Victoria Bowman, aye.
Bill Beard, aye.
John Ortega, no. It passes.
Okay.
This is Michael Rain again. I would say every one of you is welcome to communicate with Ryan directly or with the chair. You want to be careful about emailing each other especially you never want to obviously email the group, or that would be an open meeting law issue. So I would recommend that if you have interested candidates or you have your own feedback, that you can provide that to Ryan, and he could take that into consideration. Rather than having, you know, any, just want to warn against any discussion outside of a meeting among themselves. And,
anytime you're through a month.
Yeah, you can also get into a chain communication. You know, if you send something to, Victoria, who says, oh, hey, Bill, I got this from Earl, then now you have three board members having a discussion about something. So I would just recommend, for the most part, if you have candidates or you have desires, that you communicate those to Ryan, who's not a board member, and so that's obviously not a board meeting concern, and Ryan can protect against that being disseminated to the group. But otherwise, it sounds like there's a few interested candidates, maybe a few more to come in now that there's a little bit more of an official opening. And I would imagine Ryan could facilitate getting resumes or having initial sit-down meetings even with potential candidates with either Earl or Dusky or Earl or Victoria or both, so that you guys could come back in a future meeting and have people to choose from or a specific person in mind. But other than that, unless you can have discussion, it's on your agenda to talk about the interview process. You could discuss desires that board members may have for a new board executive director. You can have discussion on those issues on your agenda, but it sounds like you have a plan moving forward at least to create some candidates and evaluate them.
Okay. So where do we go from here? Just we'll get in touch with Ryan in the morning or ASAP, and we'll start talking about it and start setting up the times that we can go over and talk to some of these people.
I think in the interest of moving this along, there are some people here who would like to speak, and more than willing to give them the opportunity.
I don't know that they do want to speak.
I don't know that they want to speak, but I thought maybe offer, is anybody?
They'd like to speak then.
Okay.
Well, if we're going to review candidates, we would go into executive session for that. If you're going to actually review any candidates for a position. But it feels to me like that's putting the cart before the horse. I mean, you don't...
Well, I don't know if you need to consider this an interview. I was just...
Unless, Mr. Bustamante, unless I'm wrong, I mean, we need to get approval from ADOA to even do a direct hire. Not that that would not happen.
I mean, this is Liz. You don't have to get our approval to get everything started.
Okay.
So if you already have candidates in mind, they can go right ahead and interview them. Once it comes time for them to select someone, then there's a few people that need to be completed, and then they can consider them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the way this is agendized, I hadn't anticipated anyone wanting to talk to possible candidates. It's agendized to discuss the process.
Okay. Well, we can just stay with that.
And I'm not sure that anyone who might be a potential candidate was coming here prepared to talk about their interest. Well, we could return to that part on our agenda. I would want to make it clear that it's not part of this employment section on the agenda. I just don't think it's agendized to actually conduct interviews.
Okay.
I think that's a little premature when you're still in the process of evaluating. You don't have resumes. You don't have anything to go on.
Right.
Okay. Well, then we're done with that, I guess.
We can. Maybe people in the public who want to speak, Mr. Chair, it's your discretion whether you want to return to that agenda item.
Sure. Let's have a call to public and see what's what.
Chair, members of the board, my name is Jack Confer. I'm currently the executive director of the state agency board. Ryan was nice enough to have the meeting with me. So I just thought I would now introduce myself, and I brought my resume, my interest in the position, and possibly the staff. I'm not sure that you can ask me any questions, but I'm available, and I'm available next week if you wish to discuss it.
you, sir.
Okay.
Anyone else?
And if they do, make sure they speak clearly into the microphone, please. It was hard to hear out here.
Oh, okay. Well, that was Mr. John Confer, and I guess he's the only one.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Jack.
Members, sorry, go ahead.
I would like to have Jack's last name spelled.
It's Confer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
the
you.
Second sounds.
Okay.
So do we have any other business on the agenda?
No, I mean, we've got future agenda items, but obviously a meeting at some point in the future to discuss potential candidates, conduct interviews is on the horizon.
Yes.
I would recommend members who want to articulate qualities or qualifications in board members, executive directors, I should say, to send those over to Ryan. He can use that to field possible candidates that he might be aware of working in that field. I imagine Ryan can now freely invite other people to submit their interest who might be in the industry working as deputies or at other boards, and hopefully you'll have a decent slate of candidates, and then we would have a future board meeting to discuss them.
What are you guys doing on 12:25?
Would you like to know?
Well, we can hear you right now, so I think we do.
That's all our business. That's what I got to do.
Is motion to adjourn?
Well, take a motion. And is there a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn. Victoria Bowman.
Kaldesky, second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Kaldesky, aye.
Aye.